Well, hi, everybody. This is Kimberly Schneider, the Manifestation Maven, and we are on the phone today with Gail Cloud. And I'm very, very excited to be having Gail on as a guest today. You know, I've actually had her on my radio show a couple of times, and I've gone to see her personally, sent tons of people to her, and you're going to find out why, because the method that she uses is really powerful and effective. And it's just exciting to know that we can make these kinds of changes, and then it doesn't have to take years and years of therapy, right, Gail?
Right. No, that's absolutely true. So sometimes in 1 hour you can get as much work done that you have to work with for a couple of years that would have taken in therapy.
Well, I'd love, if it's okay with you, Gail, to just start out with how I found you and just give people an example of what happened for me. Because then maybe they'll understand a little bit about how this all works. Is that okay with you?
I think that's a great way to start.
Okay, so we're going to start there. And you know what? I'm going to put the line on mute. So let me do that. And then when we ask questions later, I'll give you all instructions for how you can unmute yourselves and ask a question, okay?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, so Gail, can you hear me?
I can.
Great. All right, so I'll just give you all a little background of how I found Gail. I happen to live in St. Louis, Missouri area, and so does Gail, and I had just heard around town from several different people that I really respected that this woman was doing some very interesting, really different, powerful work, and that I had to check it out. And my friends are all telling me this because they know that I'm a personal development junkie and I have to always know the latest cool new thing that's happening. So I keep hearing about this from all these different people, and I thought, well, I'm going to try it. And I took my husband, who's such a good sport, along, and we went and we did some work with Gail, this what she calls family constellation work. And the issue that I identified that I wanted to work on with Gail was how I tend to get hooked by other people's stuff, or at least I did at that time. And I said, you know, I just really want to allow people to have their own material and not get pulled in and be so reactive to that, particularly my husband. And so Gail said, great. And we did some work. I'm not going to go into the whole story of everything that happened because it's quite involved. But within an hour, what happened was we explored some things that had happened in my ancestry, in my family. And this is going to sound a little strange to say that we discovered some things that I didn't know before about things that had happened in my family. And let me just say this. I see this work as very similar to past life kind of stuff in this way, and that is whether you believe that you're actually finding out what happened and that it's the truth of the capital T or reality, whatever that is, I think is frankly irrelevant, because what happens is you're given a story that allows you to find some healing and some resolution in a way that you never were before, and then these old patterns that we've had maybe our whole lives are resolved. And my husband and I had a very funny encounter just a few days ago where he brought something up that, you know, was a little bit irritating to him. And in the past, I would have just, I mean, this could have sent me into some kind of state for days where I thought, how could he be irritated with me? You know, because Gail, you know, nobody's supposed to ever get angry with me. You know,
I'll remember that
because I'm perfect, right? So, so this would have really set me off, and I just laughed and I said to him, "You know, apparently it's an irredeemable flaw in my nature. So, are you going to leave?" And he just laughed, and it was just like it became a non-issue, and we went on with our day. And this is something that has been an issue in our marriage forever. So that's my story. And Gail, I know people have come to you with all kinds of things, unremitting anxiety, dread of certain types of situations, relationship problems. What could you tell us what's I don't know if you can pick a most common, but what is a very common issue that people might come to see you about?
Well, I can name a few most common issues. As you said, they tend to be so many, but many of them get broken down, I suppose you could say, into like a core issue.
Mm-hmm.
And when you break it down into a core issue, there's the common ones are I'm depressed, I'm anxious, I'm angry, I feel that something bad's going to happen. It could be I'm left and I'm going to be alone. I'm overwhelmed. I have insomnia. Those are the kinds. If I had to break them down, I guess they would be in that realm. Of course, I work with people on many other things, but I would say those would be the most common.
Great. Well, and that just covers the spectrum. And you know, one other thing I don't want to forget to mention is that obviously this material impacts our personal lives, but it can also affect your career, your business as well. And I know a lot of people who have worked with Gail for their business and their career. In fact, I had her come work with my Alchemy of Business group last year, and it was really powerful what happened for people. So you can use this in really any area of your life.
Absolutely. Any place that you're really feeling stuck and you're not able to find a way to move from it, and it's impacting your life and your children's lives or that in a way that you don't want it to.
So why don't we talk a little bit about really what family constellation is? So what you're talking about is taking a trauma that may have happened many generations back that you might not even know about in your family that has created some kind of issue. Maybe it's the depression, the anxiety, the fear, you know, whatever, one of those things that you listed. And some people it might even be, I can't make any money, you know, whatever the issue is. And somehow you're able to access the original trauma. Is that correct? Is that how you would think about it?
Yes. A lot of times, I mean, sometimes you can't access the origin of the original trauma. You can access it maybe a couple generations later, but often you can go back to the original trauma. That's true. There's been a lot of research lately on traumatic events, even whether it be in this lifetime, which we still can work with, like birth trauma or the first 3 years of your life when a child has an interrupted bond, let's say, with their mom. That is probably the most profound dynamic and issue that happens with people that impacts their success in life, whether they're successful or not, whether their depression, the feeling of safety, all kinds of things.
Well, and I'm really familiar with that. In fact, I did a lot of, when I first went to therapy as a young adult, I did a lot of rebirthing work, which was really powerful for me. But I think what was really fascinating about what you do is that if I have a birth trauma, that if it's not resolved, if the energy that isn't resolved, that I pass on the impact of that to my children, right?
Absolutely. Completely. And usually that kind of trauma is systemic, is the word I'd use for it. But what I mean by systemic is that it does go back generations. It's usually repeated.
So how would somebody know, Gail, that there was some kind of unremitting pattern, systemic, as you said, that you know, it's been passed down? I mean, how would you recognize a pattern like that in your life?
Let's just say if you didn't know anything and you just have known nothing about this work and you might have this unremitting feeling that you just can't succeed no matter what you do or everything goes wrong or I don't deserve something or, you know, there's never enough or I'm never going to get enough. And it just, I mean, it stays with you and you're not able, let's say, to move from that. Or I'm depressed and maybe this depression and insomnia just started recently and before you were fine. So, for example, you'd go, why? Why did that start? What happened? So those would be like some like red flags, so to speak, where you might think, huh, I wonder where this comes from. So, for example, there was a woman who came this last weekend, and that was her issue. And I said to her, what happened recently? What changed for you recently?
So this was a new thing that happened for her. She'd been fine and then had this new
All of a sudden, at a certain time, this began. And that's a clue, by the way, that it's systemic. If somebody says, about 3 years ago, I started getting intractable bladder infections, that could be a clue and a key that, you know what? This may be a systemic thing. This may be something that's passed
forward. So fascinating. It can even have some physical ramifications, not just
Absolutely.
Emotional.
Yes, oftentimes it does have physical ramifications. And one of the things I do with people, too, is I do what I'll call table work with them because I'm also a chiropractor. So when they're on the table with a particular issue, had a person with a shoulder issue, won't get better. I talked to her about what changed in her life as I was working with her shoulder. And what came up was, her daughter had just had a child, and it reenacted the memory of what happened to her when she was a child and the trauma of her parents' divorce. And, of course, if you look back, her father came from a divorced family also, so that it becomes systemic. So, yes, absolutely, Kimberly.
Well, fascinating. There's so many things I want to ask about that, but one would be, I know that you work with people over the phone, so if somebody has a physical issue, how would you address that when you don't have them on your table?
In many ways. I would start with finding out what is a physical issue and all the descriptive characteristics of it. So, an example, the description of it gives me lots of information. So, for example, the woman with the intractable bladder infection. So, what are your symptoms? It's squeezing. It's sharp. It hurts when, in this type of, when I do this, but it doesn't hurt when I do that. When does it happen? When does it come on? So you get all that kind of information, and from their words, because within our language are fragments of the original trauma.
So you really listen to how they language something, and that gives you clues.
Correct. So then I might say, as I listen to the language, I also listen for, let's say, idiosyncratic language. What did somebody say the other day that just was so idiosyncratic? They said, every time somebody, my husband even leaves for the night, I feel like a piece of my heart is gone.
Mm.
So I listen for those idiosyncratic pieces, those language fragments, because in that carries the original trauma, if you know how to ask. This particular person with the bladder infection, it turns out, I would say things like, so what is the worst thing that could happen? Right?
Mm-hmm.
To get that worst fear. What's the worst case scenario? Or what's the worst thing that could happen? Well, they'd be in a lot of pain and they might disappear and the horrible things would happen. And you listen to that language. So, then who is that? Who are you describing? So it went back in time to her grandmother.
Interesting.
And there was a traumatic event with her grandmother. And it was
so then what happens? You get this information. You find out, this is connected to a traumatic event with somebody's grandmother or with their own birth or with their great-great-great-grandmother or whatever it is. Then what do you do?
Okay, then what you do is you say to them, out of a blind love, an unconscious action within our own selves, a blind love of family members, whether we knew them or not, sounds like you may be carrying something that lives back there. So I'll say, let's look back there in our mind's eye, or if you want to put out a piece of paper and a pen so you can draw it, or if you want to put out little salt and pepper shakers or pens or little objects that can be used so that you have a visual.
So that it would represent different people involved in the family or in the trauma.
Correct.
Okay.
And that they could see a picture. It's almost like a dimensional family mapping. It's a dimensional way of looking at an original trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how it affected everybody and how, therefore, you are affected. So you get to see how it's used to create a bigger picture,
mm-hmm.
and a healing image, a new healing image.
So the way I understand what you do, Gail, is you're going back and you're looking at the trauma, and you're not in any way denying it or minimizing it, and yet you look at it and you say, what's missing? What could have happened here that would have resolved this trauma or made it feel okay, that somehow it would have been addressed, that every piece of the people was recognized? Somehow the truth of this situation would have been resolved in a way that felt, if not good, at least satisfying to everybody involved.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's almost a way of saying, as you said so beautifully, Kim, it's a way of looking at who or what has been excluded or unacknowledged,
mm-hmm.
and welcoming them in, because once a family member, always a family member, right, even if they're in heaven now or not alive.
Right, or even if they've maybe done something horrible. Maybe they were the originator of the trauma.
Absolutely, and especially them. They are totally part of the family, and they're totally part of that trauma, so they are connected. And so it's having maybe conversations that didn't get to happen, for example, to find some type of resolution or agreement. Like, let's say, like in your example, Kim, when something horrible happens, an accidental death, somebody accidentally runs somebody over on their driveway. I mean, I've had many cases like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or rape, or a date rape. I hate to say those words, but, you know, they happen.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be accidental. We can definitely even deal with intentional situations.
Absolutely. I had a woman as a client who was date raped, and she became pregnant with that child.
Mm-hmm.
So that all those people have to be brought in, because they're all connected by that trauma. Even if all they're saying is, in recognizing that person, is, because of what you did to me, I feel like my life was ruined. Because they need to say that to that person. And then the person might say something like, and we create an energetic dialogue. We don't make up the dialogue, but we just feel and imagine what would have gone on at that time when somebody's able to finally confront their perpetrator, for example,
mm-hmm.
and say, you really hurt me, and you ruined my life, and because of you, this happened. And then that person could say to them, you're right, I see that. And afterwards, the guilt lived with me forever, and it always will. I can never change what I did to you,
mm-hmm.
and I will carry that with me forever. That gives a sense of, that's what they need to hear, right?
Yeah.
They need to hear that this person's taking that and taking responsibility and taking their guilt. And in that situation, that person gains strength. But the only place they can have strength is from carrying that guilt.
Well, what I love about this work, Gail, is that it acknowledges all the parts of life. And integrates it. It reminds me very much of the kind of training that I had as a therapist. And when I worked with people, how people tend to disenfranchise or push away pieces of themselves that are uncomfortable, that they don't like, that were never valued, that they see as causing them trouble or embarrassing them or doing shameful things, you know, whatever it is, that we all reject pieces of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And yet until we can make friends with those pieces, or at least acknowledge, have some kind of dialogue with them, the healing can't happen. And this is a similar kind of thing, but you're taking it outside of just the individual person and looking at the whole, well, as you say, the constellation of all the people involved in the family or in the trauma.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said.
Well, you know, this, I don't know if you've ever considered this, but as I was listening to you talk about the and feeling into the energetic quality of this, it feels like even the idea of, you know, in Judeo-Christian mythology, we talk about original sin, you know, and I always think of it as this ball of energy that we, you know, pass around to each other. And until we're willing to look at our own stuff, you know, take it on, take responsibility of it, integrate it, we just keep passing it on, passing it down. Mm-hmm. And the work that you're doing feels to me like it has profound implications for humanity, not just the people involved in the individual trauma, but as we all do this kind of work, that we're healing for our ancestors, we're healing for our descendants, we're healing for the planet.
Yes, absolutely. It's very powerful. And, for example, another way, a smaller way, but you took it in such a big, beautiful place. Everybody that I work with in this way, it affects their children and their children's children, too, so that it can stop the cycles from being repeated. And if we all stop those cycles from being repeated, you're absolutely right. It can change the world.
You know, in 12-step programs, they talk about how nobody stays stagnant. I mean, you can have the perception that you're stuck, but that people and families and systems are either getting better or they're disintegrating. And so I think what I hear you saying is when you confront the trauma, that from there the healing begins, and that has ramifications backward and forward in the system, not just
yes.
the person.
Absolutely. It goes backwards and forwards beautifully because you're confronting without judgment and without shame, and you're allowing a new healing image to happen where before there only existed the traumatic image, and it makes the healing image conscious so it can be repeated, and it creates a new feeling sense within the body, and it also gives some cognition, some words to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of that.
So I'm guessing that there may be some people that have questions, and I know that even if there aren't anybody online who, you know, feels like asking a question or on the phone right now, I have had people ask me questions that I can pass on to you. But you may have some other things that you want to share about, you know, this process or this method that we haven't touched on before I open it up for questions.
You know, nothing comes to mind in particular, except that I would like to acknowledge the founder, who is a man named Bert Hellinger. He's in his 80s, and he's from Germany, and he was a Catholic missionary for 26 years, and he left the missionary after working, you know, in South Africa, where now there is so much strife. Now he's bringing people back to do this work on the very tribes that he learned from.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very powerful, because he worked with the Zulus back, 40, 50 years ago, and he was transformed by them because they were so in touch with their ancestors. And
what a beautiful symmetry there, that he's able to do that work with them and give back.
Isn't it? It's a beautiful symmetry.
So, well, you know, I just thought of one question that I got, you know, from somebody who couldn't be on the call and email, but I definitely would love you to address before we get into individual kind of things. Somebody was just asking, well, basically, what could happen? What would the result be? And I gave you an example from my own life, but can you tell about, we've heard about stories of you finding the originating trauma, or a trauma at least as far back as you could go. What happens for people when they get the traumas resolved? What are some of the results that you see in their lives?
A wonderful question. So some of the results are people who've had chronic pain or illness, or were getting ready to kind of check out from this world, they find a way to accept life and take life fully and live. I've seen people whose relationships were on the verge of ending, and they've been able to make a really wonderful relationship with the person that they have wanted to the most. I've had people who have been depressed and find themselves they're not depressed anymore. I had a woman who wasn't able to have sex with her husband because of traumatic events that happened to her, and she's finding she's able to be intimate with her husband again. So those are some of the examples that just come to my mind right away.
Oh, and really powerful, life-changing examples.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I know I have some other questions here, but I definitely want to give an opportunity for the people who are on the line to, you can either ask a general question, or if you have something from your own life that you would like Gail to dip into a little bit while we're here on the teleseminar, that would be okay too. So if anybody has a question, all you need to do to unmute is press *6 and you just say your first name so that Gail will know how to refer to you. Great.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you give me your name? Just first name or a question? Did you have a question or comment?
So if we're not hearing you, so maybe try again *6 if you'd like to ask a question.
Can you try again?
Yes, *6, only that.
Oh, there, we hear you now. Great.
Yes, do you have a question?
You hear me now?
Yes.
I can.
Yeah, my name is Marcel.
How much?
And yes, I really believe that we can heal from that. And I am aware of that since many years. I know what you mean, what you're thinking about. I hope you will understand me well because my English is not perfect.
You're doing great so far.
What interests me now, the reason why I call was not because I know that I have, everybody has some problem, but we have in the family a child that he has a lot of problem, and I was thinking suddenly maybe it's come from our past life, and like you explained before. My grandson is 5 years old now, and when he was 6 months, he had cancer, neuroblastoma cancer, and he had chemotherapy and surgery and everything. Now, about that is good. But he began the school, and they said that is sensory processing disorder. But the more I read, I think maybe, I'm not sure, but maybe about Asperger too. And when we send you me the email, I saw the name Asperger, and I said maybe it can help. And but I would like to do some healing with my life first, and my parents and my grandparents. But how can I do that by myself? Do I need somebody help me to do that, or I can do that by myself?
Okay. If you would want to work with someone to help you to help your grandchild,
mm-hmm.
that can be done, and your grandchild does not have to be there. And you could
okay.
either see somebody in person or by telephone. Either way
mm-hmm.
can work. I know there are a couple people who work in Canada. I don't know people who work in British Columbia, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could work by phone. It doesn't matter. We can do both ways. And
mm-hmm.
we would look at you. We'd look at your life, and I'll tell you why. Because when I hear there's a 5-year-old child who was very ill shortly
mm-hmm.
after born and now has sensory processing problems, it's been labeled as Asperger's, I'm thinking there was a lot of trauma in the womb, particularly the third trimester, the last 3 years in the womb.
Last 3 months.
The third trimester? You
last
mean
three
about
months. I'm sorry, last 3 months in the womb. And I would wonder.
Oh, yeah, the last 3 months and when she was pregnant? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I would wonder if is this your daughter or your daughter-in-law?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
My daughter.
Okay, if your daughter and her husband
yeah.
might have been having some difficulties then, or if your daughter was, or if there were some issues going on in their lives at the time that the child was able to feel, because in the last 3 months in the womb,
mm-hmm.
that is when the right brain is being developed. and the child
I know that they move at that time. They moved from BC to California 2 months before she had the baby.
Okay, and that might have been a traumatic move for her. That might have been very difficult. She might have
Okay.
And so I do find that that's very common that a child will carry that trauma in themselves. It affects their very nervous system.
Yes,
and
it
so,
was a cancer about the nervous system too.
Okay, okay.
The neuroblastoma comes from the nervous system.
Yeah. So this child was greatly affected by what by the trauma that your daughter was feeling from her move.
Mm-hmm.
So how we'd work with that would be either working with the mom, your daughter.
Yeah, she's very open
to help,
all the stuff, yeah.
Good, to help her talk and be with her child in a new and different way. And maybe both parents at times.
Excuse
so
me, I want to be sure I understand. She has to speak with the boy, the child?
That I would, no, I would talk with, or somebody like myself, would talk with your daughter to help
okay.
her understand uh-huh. what's going on so that she could then be with her child differently. She'd have a greater understanding to help
okay.
her child with. You
okay,
see?
Okay, good. Good.
Is that helpful, Marcel?
Yes, yes. I'm so glad to know because... like you guess that when we have a child like that, everybody is thinking, what's happened? Is it my fault? What's happened? Maybe it's because of the food. Maybe it's because there's a lot of things.
Yeah, right.
The guilt is very high, even,
right.
even for me. We take care of him a lot. We love him so much. And there is such a big connection between the child and me because
uh-huh.
I was there when he was born and I cut the cord and we don't know why, but the connection is very, very strong between this child and me.
Yeah, and usually that's another sense that there could be something systemic. You might know this child in a way unconsciously from someone behind you, so to speak, from your parents or your grandparents. It's
okay.
an identification, and that's something okay. that you could work with and we would work with whether you choose to work with me or someone else.
Okay.
Gail, I just would love to address
yeah.
something that you and Marcel talked about so beautifully, and I want to thank you too, Marcel, for being brave and putting that question out there because I'm sure there are a lot of people who have similar situations in their family. But I have a child that was born with a congenital heart defect, and she's had 5 open-heart surgeries, and she has developmental delays. And one of the things that Gail and I talked about when I interviewed her for my radio show, and Gail, you spoke to this so beautifully, was that this is not about blaming the parents or, you know, saying, well, you did something wrong, or if you find out that there was a trauma you experienced, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's not about looking back and saying, oh, I shouldn't have been so upset, or, you know, that really, and this is, I'm just going to throw my world view in here, and you can take it or leave it, but I certainly look at my
dog. You know, I am really ready to assume that I can be the person carry that from my grandparent and parent and give that to my grandson and my daughter. I am very open to that. I can deal really with that now.
That's beautiful. Yes, I think all we can do is take responsibility for what we can change, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And I know that my own daughter, I feel, has communicated to me that she came in order to be an instrument of healing for our family. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can look at something like what your
mm-hmm.
grandson is experiencing and say,
yeah.
you know, there are all these reasons.
I wonder one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's kind of, I know that maybe I need somebody who speaks with me or with my daughter, but will it be useful if I try to write the story of my parents, grandparents, and everything? Is it
yes,
good to do that?
That would be wonderful. I wish more and more people would do that, particularly as we get older, because so much is lost, Marcel. And
yeah.
just having that information, not only would it be helpful
yeah.
for you, just
I cannot see anything, but maybe I will discover something.
Yes, maybe you would, and maybe you'd even discover that this particular thing may not have to do with you and may really have to do with what traumatically happened even in the womb, in which, as Kim says so beautifully, there is no shame.
Okay. One question in my mind about my daughter. When you say that it happened probably the trauma in the last 3 months when she was pregnant, I cannot tell her that.
No, yes, you can, but you could tell her that in a way so that there is no shame or blame. You know, just that, you know, you could just in such a loving way just say to her, you know.
Yeah, this is difficult to find sometimes.
Or maybe even just share the recording with her, Marcel. You could even just share that this call is being recorded, and if you would like to, you can share the recording with her, and then she'll hear us talk about it, and you won't have to even think about how to explain it.
It'll be there.
What we said together will be recorded?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I will decide if I share. Yeah, I will listen first. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Wonderful. Well, I want to give other people an opportunity to ask questions if they have any.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcel. And we will definitely give Gail's contact information. So if you want to contact her later, you'll be able to do that. So,
but how can I have the record? Because we don't have my email.
I will email it. You don't have my email? Are you not on my email list?
No, you don't have mine because my friend sent me your email.
Can you
take my email?
Yeah, you know what? If you go to KimberlySchneider.com, that's KimberlySchneider.com, there's a place in there to request my free e-course, and if you do that, you'll also receive any emails that I send out, and I'll send one out in the next week or so. It will probably be talking about something else, and then I'll have at the bottom, I'll have Gail's, the recording, a link that you can download this recording, and I'll also post it on my Facebook page, if I can figure out how to do that, at facebook.com/KimberlyVSchneider. So you can find...
Okay, good.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Marcel.
Fine. Welcome.
So, does anyone else have a question about your own life or just a general question about the process and how it works for Gail? And if you have a question, you can just push *6 and then we'll hear you.
Okay, nobody has a question right now?
Okay, well, Gail, I did have a couple of questions, just people that... couldn't be on, had emailed me a couple of questions, and some of them you actually have already addressed just in talking today. But one of them was about, I'm not going to be on, and is there a way I can get a hold of Gail to find out more about her work? But I know that you have a new program, which I'm actually going to take advantage of, that is, I still can't believe the price.
It's
only...
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, So can you tell everybody what that is in case they want to take advantage of a really very reasonable way to work with you and just see how they like this work?
Absolutely. I came up with the idea of putting together audio subscriptions at a very reasonable price. As a matter of fact, between now and January, it's only $24.97. So that's about $25. And January it'll go up $10. It'll be about $35. So it'll be still very reasonable. And what I do is you get a 20-minute session with me.
So this is an in-person individual session on the phone with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
In-person individual. I talk to you. I find out what's going on with you. I help you find and get to a strong core issue that you're dealing with. And I get a sense of where it's coming from. And then I, on my own, put together an individualized, customized audio program just for you. It'll be 15 or 20 minutes in length in which I can walk you through something. I can put together a meditation for you, a healing ritual, and put together a bunch of things that I feel from talking with you for 20 minutes would really help you to move through what you're dealing with. And then it's yours, and that recording is yours. You can listen to it as often as you want, so that you can work with it on a regular basis.
So for $24.97, each month that we want to do it, that for $24.97 we get 20 minutes individually with you, plus then you're going to send a recording of a meditation or a ritual or something that we can listen to be the resolution or be the healing work around whatever issues come up in that 20-minute session.
Right, or at least the beginning towards it, moving towards a healing image, a resolution, an understanding within that 15 or 20 minutes. Absolutely. My goal, what I'd like people to do, if they find it helpful, certainly to try it for 1 month, but if you could try it for 6 months, it'll give a real opportunities for some great healing and movement to happen.
You know, I think that's so important, Gail. I'm glad you're putting that out there, because I find, you know, often when people have opportunities for healing, they may not, for whatever reason, just stick with it long enough to really see the results. And I think that's so important. You don't want to just start something and then not get the benefit that you could get out of it. So.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. That's what I was thinking. And if I thought if I made it a reasonably priced item, then that would be something they would want to try for a longer period of time, because the goal is really to help people and to make myself available so that I can.
So how would people sign up for this program, Gail, or to try it out? What do they need to do?
Okay, so all they'd have to do, they could either go to my website and then click on audio subscriptions, and my website is gailcloud.com. That's gailcloud.com. Or we actually have a URL or to just address that, and it is just gailcloud.com/audio. So if you wanted to just go right to the audio subscription and not see my website, it's just www.gailcloud.com/audio. And you can go right to it.
Great.
And well, you can read all about it.
I was actually, this morning, I had some little, you know, a little existential anxiety moment around something coming up. A real wonderful opportunity that's come up for me, kind of a dream come true sort of thing. And then I'm noticing all of these feelings coming up around it. And I thought, fascinating, and this would be the perfect thing to talk to Gail about. So I'm definitely going to be doing this with you. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, wonderful, Kim. I look forward to it, too.
So,
as you, as an interviewer, do you have a question for me, a personal question for me?
You know, I think you've really answered, everything that I needed to know. This is just such an incredible deal. I've worked with you before and would work with you again and have paid more than that, for sure. So I think, you know, the key for me in listening to you today, Gail, is first of all the hope that we don't have to be tied to our history, our own individual history or our ancestral history. And that doesn't mean that it's not a part of us and that we have to reject it, but we don't have to be limited by it. And I think that's so exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. And another way to say what you just said is it is what it is. It did happen. And so by, you know, when we segment things and try not to talk about it and have these secrets or whatever because it's too painful or humiliating or whatever it may be, it doesn't allow us to grow from it, and it doesn't allow us to accept that that is what happened. It is who we are. It is where we came from, and it makes us who we are.
Right. So what's healing is when we have this kind of resolution, we no longer have to have a story that what happens to me is a bad thing.
Correct.
And I think that's really empowering.
Excuse me?
Yes.
You're still there, yeah? I have a small question. Something I didn't understand about the stomach. maybe because I didn't understand the word that you said, but when you speak about this, it could be in the stomach, mean that we have a stomach problem, or?
I'm listening, Marcel, and I'm not sure I understand. I don't remember saying it could be in the stomach. So maybe you didn't understand something I said.
Okay.
Do you know what she's talking about?
You know what? I don't. Other than you did give sort of a
list.
Was
it about the somebody had a stomach problem, or?
It might have been, Gail, when you were just listing that there could be all kinds of physical manifestations of a trauma.
Okay.
Okay, so in that case, Marcel, I mean, there are times when people, let's say, have a lot of maybe sensitivities to foods or carry anxiety in their stomach. You know, we all have
fear,
you know, butterflies in our stomach, you know, that kind of thing.
I sometimes
talk about our stomach as our second brain. Because it is so affected by everything around us, and it carries endorphins and all the things that even our brains carry. So our stomachs are a very important area. It also deals with, you know, a lot of self-esteem and how we view ourselves as people. So, yeah, it's a very important area in ourselves.
Okay. I have to check that, yeah. Thank you for the explanation. Thanks.
Welcome.
Well, I want to thank you, Gail, and I want to thank all the people who got on live today. I know we had people calling in from different parts of the United States and also from Canada, and it's great to be with all of you live. And I know also that there are a lot of people that are going to be listening later, and I just want to thank you for being out there, giving Gail and me somebody to talk to, because we love to talk about this stuff, and we could do it on our own, but it's so much more fun to share it with you. And I'll just say one more time that if you want to take advantage of Gail's really generous offering of herself and her profound work, that all you need to do is go to gailcloud.com/audio. And if, like Marcel, you got this the email about this call from a friend and you're not on my list to get announcements about these kinds of things, and you'd like to also get my free Conscious Manifestation e-course, just go to KimberlySchneider.com and you can request that, and I will be very happy to send it to you. So anything else, Gail, you need to say before we send everybody off with Thanksgiving blessings?
Yeah, really, that would be wonderful. Just one thing is, if anybody is around the area and wants to see what a workshop is like, there's one that we're doing in Chicago, Illinois, the weekend of December 4th and 5th.
Wonderful. Okay, well, Gail, I know I'll be talking to you soon. And if anybody has questions about today's call, I know they can go to your website at gailcloud.com and find out how to contact you there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you, Marcel.
Bye.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.